Every Tuesday, Current State focuses on Michigan's environment. Today, we talk about how the state uses water. It's been a hot topic in Michigan for many years, and not just water from the Great Lakes. The state also relies on groundwater and inland surface water, lakes and rivers, for drinking, manufacturing, irrigation, and other activities. Recently, MLive reporter Garrett Ellison took a close look at statistics about Michigan water use from 2005 through 2014, fully 10 years. The result was his story, Five Factors Driving Michigan Water Use. Garrett Ellison joins me on the line from Grand Rapids. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Before we get into these specific factors driving water use, let me ask you, what made you want to do this story?
Well, a couple of things. one of the factors involved in this was the, as you know, there was the Waukesha diversion application that mm-hmm. was approved for mm-hmm. Wisconsin Town to get Great Lakes water this summer. And the other thing is that we do a regular feature on MLive every Monday. It's called a data mine, in which we take a relevant set of data that doesn't necessarily have a hard news peg or hook, so to speak, and we take a close look at it over the week or two preceding, and we try to analyze it and contextualize it and put it out there for people to sort through and do what they want with it.
To open your story here, you asked readers which Michigan county used the most water during these years, 2005 through 2014, and I'm sure quite a few were way off. Which of Michigan's 83 counties used the most water during those years?
Well, it's the most southwest county in the state. It's Berrien County, which I found to be surprising myself when I found that out.
And Berrien ranks what in the population rankings?
Berrien is 15th in terms of Michigan population. As of last July, at about 150,000 people.
And 9 times out of the last 10 years, Berrien County has used more water than any other county in Michigan, and it illustrates one of the key drivers of water use, which is what?
Well, that would be electric power generation. Nuclear, coal, oil, natural gas, you know, what have you, the power plants around the state tend to be located along the coast, and they use a great deal of water, a ridiculous amount of water, you might say. It was 2014 was the most recent data we had. 2015 is still being compiled, but 2014, Michigan used 3.6 trillion gallons of water, and the top 5 water-using counties were counties with multiple power plants in them: Berrien, Monroe, Wayne, St. Clair, and Ottawa counties. They had either one or several large power plants.
And this is to cool the towers, I take it.
Well, in Berrien, that's primarily the Donald Cook nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. About one-third of all electricity in Michigan comes from nuclear power, and the Cook plant's the largest producer. It has two operable reactors generating, I'd say, something about 2,200 megawatts at full power. And according to the folks at the plant, the plant pulls in about 1.5 million gallons per minute. And that water condenses steam that's created by the reactor after it exits the turbine generator. Mm. And so the state has a permit for a Cook plant to return all that water back into the lake, but about 12 to 15 degrees warmer. And then the folks at the plant say it never comes into contact with radioactive substance.
Well, you said Berrien, I believe you said, was 15th in population. That is not to say that population is irrelevant. Not too surprisingly, Michigan's least populous county, Keweenaw, at the tip of the UP, used the least amount of water. So population is clearly a factor, but not the only one, I take it.
Population underpins a lot of this across multiple economic sort of categories that the state uses to sort the water use data it gathers. But it's sort of most obvious, population is most obvious in the public supply category, because it's a pretty straight correlation there. It's the biggest public supply counties are the most populous, right? And the smallest mm-hmm. are the least populous. Mm-hmm. But since, you know, power plants use water and they send electricity like across county lines, it gets kind of complicated to break down exactly how population affects water usage in the state. You know, among the data set that we analyzed, there was other categories, irrigation, commercial use, and industry. And so there's more analysis to be done there in terms of how population affects water use in sort of latent ways that are hidden among the data set. But for sort of clarity's sake, I stuck pretty much to just analyzing the public supply portion of that.
So far, we've touched on two of the five factors involved in water use that you identified. Electricity, that's what these plants are creating, and population. I'll tick through the other three factors and have you comment briefly on each one of those. They are drinking water, irrigation and industry, and fish hatcheries. First, drinking water. Not a huge surprise there, I guess.
No, not really. When people think about water use and the term use, that's really the first one that they come up with.
Irrigation and industry sounds like it could be significant, but in the 10 years that you looked at, it came in at under 10% of state consumption. Can you put that in some perspective for us?
Yeah, well, I thought that the use, the percentage of use would be higher myself, but that's how the numbers came back. The industries of Michigan, the businesses, farms, parks, and institutions, and these are all categories that are how the state kind of categorizes them. They use about 3.7 trillion gallons between 2005 and 2014, and that was about 9.7% of the state's 38.5 trillion gallon total usage in that period. Of that total, irrigation on farms, parks, golf courses accounted for about 1.3 trillion gallons. It breaks down. It's hard to quantify that breakdown sometimes, but it's such a wide range of potential uses within those categories. Restaurants, hotels, offices, hospitals, schools, ski resorts, water slides. All of that.
Manufacturing, everything, and agriculture, of course. Finally, the one that kind of surprised me, I guess, maybe it shouldn't have, Michigan fish hatcheries. Can you put that into some context?
Yeah, Michigan, the way the state breaks the water use category is down, they pull out livestock as its own category. And I initially looked at that and thought, well, you know, livestock is horses and cattle and hogs and whatnot. But it turns out that fish raised in hatcheries are considered livestock, which, that makes perfect sense. They're alive and they're stocked. But Michigan hatcheries are massive flow-through systems that use a great deal of water. I mean, if you've ever seen one, that's pretty evident.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the main component of the livestock, usage category.
Garrett Ellison has been our guest here on Current State. He's an MLive reporter based in Grand Rapids, and he recently wrote a story, really interesting story, called Five Factors Driving Michigan Water Use. Garrett Ellison, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.